is continuing with John Blyth on 18 May 1981. As I was saying, in the British climate, there are large problems with moisture, to say the least. So how did you try to calibrate these out? Yes. I see. Right. Right. So it's just more a matter of editing the data than correcting for it. No, it just occurred to me what I wanted to ask before. You said that your instrument was mainly to look for extended radiation, whereas the Mills Cross lacking that DC component. Right. But that's what I was going to say, is that it seemed like there was a strong interest in the radio stars at Cambridge also. I mean, you of course, cataloged about 85 of them in your thesis and discussed the nature of them in and out of the galactic plane in comparison with the 2C survey. I guess the 2C survey was going on simultaneously with your work, is that correct? And that would be by people that had entered before you, like such as Shakeshaft and... Well, he worked on the 3C. Right, on maybe it was actually the 2C. It may be that the 2C had ended just about when you started, and the 3C was actually being observed. It was published in 50... Okay, so that's just when you were starting your observations. Right. Okay. So it was 2C then. Yes. Keep in good shape for football. Right. So radio astronomy can be good for your health too, huh? Now, so in terms of the observations, the observational technique, then you set the aerial, which involves what? Yes. Right. And there was no physical directivity to the aerial such that you had to steer them at all. Right. Now, and then once you had the strip shutter recorder going and things seemed to be in order, then you could go away for, a full 12 hours? So you just show up the next morning. And now this strip chart recorder then had to be read every 4 minutes and then eventually put on the paper tape once the data had been reorganized. And I wanted to ask about this Mrs. J. Sandoz, who you thank for doing most of the analysis. Was that her job? Now, that's the definition of analysis, then, is the actual reading of the strip charts. Right, right. I didn't know whether she was helping with the programming and so forth also. Right. Now, another question has to do with, in your second paper in Monthly Notices and in the end of your thesis, you compare your sources with the 2C survey and find that something like 30 out of 40 are in agreement. And you quote this as being about 80% agreement, which apparently seems satisfactory. Were you looking upon the 2C as being the reliable survey, and therefore this would be a test of your method, or...? Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you weren't really involved in that whole aspect of the P of D and F. And it also would appear to me, you think it's a fair statement to say that you had some comments about the nature of the non-thermal sources in the galactic plane and that you seem to have evidence for the halo around the galaxy, but that really wasn't your primary interest in terms of getting into the astronomy of the situation. Right. I see. Right. And nor was there the time to do another whole survey to see how repeatable the whole business was. Which is a good incentive to get finished quickly, yeah. Which is an incentive to get finished quickly, yeah. Now, I gather... Right. Right, right. And the papers were submitted here in July 57 to Monthly Notices. But now, you did go directly into industry, and I wanted to ask, if I could, what was the reason for that? Because it would have appeared that with your technical ability and this promising new technique, that you would have been right to either stay at Cambridge or work with some other radio astronomy group at the time. Yes. Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. Right. And you found that you could do that kind of thing at Marconi's? Right. Well, in closing, let me just ask you a couple general questions, if I may. The group at Cambridge under Martin Ryle's direction over the years has obviously been one of the main radio astronomy groups, especially at that time in the world. And from what you saw in your 3 years there, what do you achieve, to what do you ascribe the success of the group? And in which particular qualities Even though you didn't stay in the academic side of things, right? Did you have any contact at all with Jodrell Bank or other radio astronomy groups? Yes, that's correct, yeah. But, that's right, Sputnik was late 57. Well, that just about covers what I wanted to ask about. Is there anything else that you'd like to mention that I haven't, Oh yes, he's still at Jodrell. Yeah, I was up there a couple weeks ago and actually saw him there at that time. No, not by any means at all. It's been just the kind of information I like. Thank you very much.
I had an interview with John Blythe through the telephone on ET May 1981.